Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me get the system together. We gotta get the energy right, family. We gotta get it together. Can you feel it? You feel the love? You feel that energy? I feel it coming into the place, family. Welcome to the Vain Verde Podcast. Here to get a game service where they call change ain't certain, but with the truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Salute to everybody checking in with us here in the United States. But we got people from California checking in. We got, of course, here in ATL checking in. People out in Texas fucking with us. Peace and light, everybody in Illinois, North Carolina. I see you. How's everybody doing? Salute to everybody overseas. Salute to everybody overseas rocking with us. Our Canadian family. People in South Africa, the UK, all the way down to the Bahamas. Peace and light, family. Y'all rocking with us because I guess you like to hear the truth, right? Say it's a hard pill to swallow. We say bullshit. Hold your nose and tilt your head back. You know what I mean? Welcome to it, family. Y'all already know, give yourself a round of applause. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, get a creator that get a creator a warm round of applause. Allowing us to see another day, family. You know what I mean? How's everybody feeling out there tonight, man? It's gonna be a good night, man. It's gonna be a good, interesting night. We're gonna have a conversation tonight, family. You know, like I told y'all a couple of weeks back, you know, 2019 is gonna be the year of the truth. And in the form, you know, truth. And you know, like I said, I truly believe in transparency, family. And being honest, this is therapeutic for me. I want y'all to really understand this. You know, I have a problem. Even my lady tell me a lot. I don't talk much. I don't have a lot of conversations. But this is real therapeutic for the boy. You know, I get to come and vent and have these conversations with my family. You know? Cause y'all don't judge, y'all see things how I see it, you know. We in the same mental capacity with our thought process, I'm assuming, right? I gotta give much love and respect to the many sponsors that make the Vain Verde Podcast. Y'all salute to my boy Artie McFly, Alpha Bless Creations, boy do custom jewelry. I'm talking about, man, he do some nice pieces, man. Brother made Black Stone for me. He made the Black Obsidian for my family, Young Geek. Y'all go get with Alpha Bless Creations. Follow him on IG. You know, get you some pieces done, man. You know what I mean? Like no other. MegaBrothersClothing.com. The site is officially up, family. He got some heat up there, man. It's about to warm. I'm trying to hurry up. You know what I mean? I placed my order. He got the make everything great again. The Mega fleece sweaters. Psh, motherfuckers hard, man. Y'all make sure y'all go follow at MegaBrothersClothing. Or www.megabrothersclothing.com. Long live everything. Salute, family. You're talking about capturing those moments, intimate moments. I mean, things that are those memories, things back in time that'll never be forgotten. You know, you want them skillfully and tactfully done. looking at life through a different lens. Y'all follow my brother Tactical Photography. That's at Tactical_Photography. But this is good work you just did. Some work for me and my daughters at the father-daughter dance at my daughter's school. And I want to talk about that too. The father-daughter dance. I know it's a lot of them happen, you know, over the last, you know, couple of weeks. You know, especially, you know, here in the States. Now, one thing I got to salute, I have to commend my brothers for, you know, stepping up and doing their thing, man, and, you know, showing these girls that they love them and they are a part of, you know, things that they got going on. You know what I mean? We have to remember that, fellas, that those are precious moments that, you know, you don't get a lot of second chances with. And, you know, take that from a boy that I know for a fact because, you know, like, you know, my oldest daughter, I didn't live up to, you know, my expectations. So I missed a lot of things and I missed a lot of moments with her that I, you know, could have had the chance to experience. But, you know, I never did for my own more so selfish reasons, more so than anything. But at least it was a lot with circumstances. But, I ain't using that as no, well, they are excuses, so, you know what I mean, it is what it is. But we gonna deal with that as well, family, because again, like I said, I can't be a hypocrite, not in my own right. I just said a few moments ago that, you know, I believe in transparency, and that's something that I have to, you know, that thing's by me, man, I have to face the truth. Whether I want to accept them, whether I want to, you know, deal with certain things at a time or not. It's just, you know, what I gotta do at the moment. But the thing that was, you know, about the mothers that was just hanging on, man. You know what I mean? Let the dads do their thing. And a lot of y'all fathers, man, we don't, you know, especially if you like me, don't bullshit it so much time, so many years. You need to appreciate each and every last moment. There was a couple of guys, you know what I mean, that was, you know, rushing the girl, let's go, you ain't ready to go, y'all, this and that. Man, please, you done ran from this girl your whole life. You got a chance to create a memory, so lock that shit down, man. For real. Especially for you guys that's out there living the life, you know what I mean, in the streets and things like that, man. You definitely, you know, need to be cherishing those moments with your daughters and even your son, more so your sons for that matter, because they're going to grow up and emulate you. They see everything you're doing or not doing for that matter. Again, family, I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself. Again, this shit is therapeutic. Facts. And I possess a little something that my father had, you know what I mean, outside of his temper. You know, outside of his temper that me and him have. And my dad's real standoff, and this is something else too. And you know, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm going to say this, because this is going to be something big and something that I need to do as well. I'm going to do a show that I'm on this transparency. Well, I'm going to have to face my demons. And one of those demons is actually having a conversation with my father that I haven't done in a couple of years. So, y'all hearing it first right here. And I plan to do that with my family because, see, I'm comfortable with y'all. I can talk to y'all, open up to y'all more than I do anybody. So, I think I'd be more comfortable in this setting, in this element. We gotta do what we gotta do. I ain't even wanna go into no news and deal with that, those issues, thing like that, but I'm also gonna deal with our topic of discussion at hand after actor Billy Porter shook the Oscars red carpet up by wearing a dress, you know, and that caused a lot of media attention and, you know, obviously sparked conversations and dialogues that have been happening over the years regarding feminization of black and brown men, you know, and what's said in order to assure the genetic survival of the white race. Could it be just another vain theory? I don't know. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes, fam. Be right back in a moment. Y'all can go ahead and donate to the Cash App at Divine Verdict, the GoFundMe at Divine Verdict, all of the above. Y'all know, salute. And yeah, make sure y'all are checking out Trap the Series 2 on YouTube, man. We still, you know, promoting that as well. But we got a topic of discussion at hand, right? That everybody, they steady going in on me on the DMs on Twitter and everything about this. I didn't know this was such a big thing. I figured everybody had done touched on this topic, you know, already since the Oscars came out. Because like I said on the show last night, I never watched the Oscars. So I just, you know, was going off clips and things that I seen. But anyway, when I saw the actor Billy Porter on stage or whatnot, you know, on the red carpet, I was like, man, we there. And it's not saying there's nothing different because, you know, the stage has been getting set, you know, over the past couple of years. You know, they've been easing little things in. Think about it back, like with Young Thug, you know, a year or two ago with his album cover that he had. And, you know, of course, obviously back, you know, in time, you know, all the different movies with the different actors. Even when the stigma had came up at one point before, where it was like, you know, in order for a black actor to truly make it in Hollywood, he would have to put on a dress. Now, we've seen that, you know, he had to put on a dress or do something that, you know, could degrade or demean him, so to speak. And, obviously, we've seen that in quite a few movies. I'll name one or two. Let's just say, for example, as opposed to, you know, staying in the context of the conversation, let's say Will Smith. We all know Will Smith, you know, began as a rapper. And, ran into Quincy Jones. We all know the rumors, I'll say, things that was alleged about Quincy Jones. The first movie role that Will Smith get offered was 6 Degrees of Separation, co-starring with Kevin Bacon, where he played a homosexual man doing a lot of weird-ass homosexual acts. Right after that, he was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which was also executive produced by Quincy Jones. So, you know, just, you know, to call that out, I mean, you know, I can see why a lot of people will say that. We're going to go into a lot, a bit more of that in a few minutes, too, as well. See, when we go to talking about things like, you know, genetic annihilation, right? What I mean by, you know, genetic annihilation was, this is actually inspired by, a lecture that the late great Dr. Francis Cress Welsing had, and y'all can go check that out on YouTube right now. In fact, just matter of fact, not even just that particular video. Just go look, Google, and search Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, man. She, one of the books that she had read, you know, quite a few years back, the ISIS paper, which is one of the things that just blew my mind. A real powerful female scholar. So y'all can go and check out Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. But you know, a lot of these things, a lot of the ammo, a lot of the bullets that I'm firing off, you know what I mean, you know, was obviously inspired by the late great doctor. You know, and with that said, you know, we kind of look at, let's go back, let's take a trip back for a minute and kind of look at this whole, let's kind of look at this whole thing in the, you know, and take it in for what it is. Kind of piece it together, piece the puzzle together, and maybe it can kind of make sense. If you go back to Christopher Columbus, you know, back in the 14th century, 15th century, whatever, 1492, when they sailed out, you know, from Europe, you know, to notice that the earth was round, getting lost on this subway, trying to find India, rather, you know, and pulling up on all these places and seeing that everywhere that they pulled up was these non-white people. We have to understand that racism is a system. Now, with racism being a system, the system is designed for whites to remain over the non-whites. In order for this genetic survival, whites over the non-whites. Now, racism with whites over the non-whites, meaning that there is a control mechanism in every function of life. by law, education, religion, politics, economics, sex, and war. Now you have to understand these things. Racism is the ability, having the ability to control over a race. Now, but you got to understand that white, what we've been taught and programmed to understand for all of our life. I mean, when I'm saying us, I mean us black people. Because I am black, for those of our listeners that didn't know, by the way, at least by now. But when we've been programmed to talk, look at the things that we've been taught, that white is the majority, we're the minority. And non-white is inferior to white. And, but see the thing, you know, that's where we train and they drill it, it's put in the brain computer. So your brain begins to start to process that. However, when you look at it, you'll think about like history was there blatant in your face, but they do such a good job of drilling, like you, bullshit, if you will. When Columbus them sailed out and went to all these different, you know, parts of the globe, and saw everybody was non-white. You know, in a period of time, if they stay around these lands, you know, long enough period of time, they gonna, they men, you know what I'm saying? They men sailors. So they gonna get aroused and they gonna wanna have sex and sleep with somebody, right? Now, if they hang around and sleep with somebody long enough to end up getting a baby bow or some shit like that, and then they end up having a baby, and they getting the baby like, damn, this baby don't look nothing like me. This baby look like the mama. You know, and they start, you know, coming, they seeing this shit everywhere they going. You know, they leave here and see that. They leave from over this place and experience that for a period of time. But see, you got to understand, like, we've come a long way, man. Man has come a long way, you know, obviously with technology and the ability to fly from boats and shit. These motherfuckers used to get on the boats, sail those, and be gone for months and shit at a time. You know, they might not see, they might sell off from their coast or whatever, right? And might not get back for another year or two on a voyage or something like that, right? That's pretty much how it was. So they going places, they land in places that they, you know, they seeing this, right? So I'm pretty sure, you know, at a point, you know, they get to thinking like, damn, what if they guys, these non-white guys from here, what if they get in their boats and come up here where we at? And, you know, start falling in love with our pure white Aryan women. And impregnating them. So theoretically, family, or scientifically, if you will, it began there. You know, so they had to alter that shit in from the beginning, and you had to understand that the truth is, the white is actually more recessive than the black DNA. Because you can kill off a whole nation of white men without using a gun. All you got to do is stay at their women, right? So that has to work in the latter. So if I'm seeing this as a white man, you know what I mean? As white men, if they seeing this shit and seeing how, you know, all the women turn like, damn, man, we actually are weak and inferior. We got to come up and demise a plan for our survival. And for us, you know what I mean, that's in slavery. You know, we got to get them and make them serve. We got to be superior. Welcome to slavery. ain't no black people, you know, we just, we wanted the chains off us so bad, you know what I mean? And they took the chains off and replaced them with law. See that law, how they still was under that control umbrella, that control mechanism. And see, sorry fam, I'm dropping in my dog messing with my foot right now. Move, man. But yeah. Okay, I appreciate the donation, family. Appreciate salute with family out there for North Carolina. Appreciate the donation. Y'all can all donate. Appreciate everything. You see any show inquiries, anything to thevainverdict@gmail.com. And again, the cash out is the $ The Vain Verdict. TheVainVerdict. I want to show some love, man. Support black business. Got some ideas. I need y'all here to get it to there, though. You know, we want to knock on some doors and have some conversations with some people, but we'll have that conversation at another time. But anyway, right? They figure, like, you know, and they look at, so like now, they realize the black man is actually dominant. They're actually a threat, so they fear us. So they have to show you in another light. You know, and then that's how you get your blaxploitation films and shit. You know, remember the 70s and shit like that, where you had, you know, your when you was all your pimps, and you know what I mean, the crackheads and the women was the prostitutes. You know, even now it's the same thing. You know what I mean, the same thing, the thing that's showing you in their light, making, creating that hate. For you, for yourself, creating that self-hate. And it was always all strategy. It's like a chessboard. Like the most honorable Dr. Wells, and, you know, comparing the system to a chessboard for you chess players out there. And it's all about, you know, the white king tackling the black king. The white king always goes first. Meaning the game is played white king on offense, defense, then the black king starting defense, offense. That's how the game goes. But it was all designed now. So as you get your blaxploitation films and that, and then the music, you know, have you gyrating and things like that, and that's the entertainment factor of the control mechanism. You know, so we got the laws to keep you enslaved. You know, we've, of course, they are the economic, because what you don't realize, like, black man, you were the first stop in the first place. That was the whole purpose of seeing how dominant your gene was after sailing across these oceans. It was a bunch of scientists on the boats. Understand that, fam. So if it's about genetic survival, if you ask, let me tell you something. You could try something, right? If you ask a white person, especially if they'll be honest with you, do you want your child to have a non-white baby? Or your grandchild to have a non-white baby? Or your great-grandchild to have a non-white baby? Because we already know scientifically it only takes one 33rd drop of blood for that child to be white. If we consider black, I mean, I'm sorry.
So in order for that not to happen, they have to systematically control every aspect of the 9/10 of the population in order for their survival, not to meet genetic annihilation. It's for white survival. So in this war for white survival, who do you tackle? You gotta tackle the black men. You know, the black men would be the threats. Cause see, you have your white women, and the black men would be the threat. So you have to tackle the black men. And tackle them by any means necessary. And you know, if you could turn, now, if you somebody that's concerned with the white genetics, the genetic survival of your race, of the white race, there's certain things you're going to have to do, have to control. And the Kumbaya, the revolutionists, you can go out of the destructors, so to speak. Because like I said, like Dr. said, there's only four ways you can counteract this. So then I'm probably moving too fast, faster than I should be moving with that. But you can't counteract the system four ways. There's only four ways you can respond, rather, to this system. You can either submit. Alright, whatever, it is what it is. I'm gonna tell you, know what I mean? It is what it is. You can submit, or you cooperate. And we cooperating every day. Like the daughter said, you stop at a red light, you cooperate. You know what I mean? You pay a cashier, you cooperate. Because, truth be told, you owed everything in the world as a black person, trillions of dollars for, you know what I mean? Transatlantic slave trade and what we went through in this country. We owe so much more than that. But you cooperate when you stop and pay for it, whatever it was at the cash register. You can resist. Now, this is resistance, what I'm doing, speaking out about the system. This is resistance. Then you have people like the destructors. And get where the destructors? The destructors are all dead. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Thomas Paine, Herbert de Cleaver, Black Panthers, all the destructors. Those were destructors. They all dead. Tupac, they all dead. Now, if you turn black men into black women, that's a good way to assure the white genetic survival, I think. One of many ways. But see, here we have it. There's this. It's all, I mean, it's thought, and we see. We think we're living in, and this is us, and this is where the politics part come into play. See, we think we're living in this democracy that has its imperfections. That's how they sell it to us. But no, we're not living in the democracy that has its imperfections, because it don't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, because the system is designed with perfection. When what it was done, what it was based on. The complete avoidance of genetic annihilation. And that's by the destruction, by defeminization of the black man and the emasculation of the black woman or the non-white woman or the non-white man. And by the black being the more dominant thing. That's why, you know, we put the black represent all races that are not white, which is the actual in theory, scientifically. This is no disrespect to anybody. And that's something I want y'all to understand. This is no disrespect to anybody. I just like to put the truth out there, and you can do what you want to do with it once you get it. But see, to deny that there's, and I don't think anybody, you know, it's a few people that, you know, felt like this was such a vain theory that I was probably chasing here. I mean, but the proof been in the pudding, like, I mean, because what's gained by that? And it's all of it's driven through you. And I want y'all to go back. Don't just take my word for none of this. And I'm trying to go back and, you know, study the Dr. Francis Cresswell and study Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Go and read, I can't think of the name of this book as well. Anyway, it's going to come to him. I'm going to try to search real quick while we, you know, finishing up. But see, you can look these things up, family. So, like I do. Because we already know a lot of it's done by design. If we're 70% or 80% now in 2019 of black boys raised in single mother, single parent households. I mean, everything is propagated for it. You know what I mean? All it. You know, all we got, again, the entertainment. Look at what they do with the music. It's all designed to get you to go against the family structure that has been taken away. Every song we listen to and rap about is, you know, it's about, no disrespect to, you know what I mean, my, in the youth or too early, but it's about fucking another nigga bitch or, you know, doing some shit like that. Or, you know, I got your girl, or some shit like that. Nothing is about the sanctity of a relationship. You know, we degrade our women. We brought ourselves down to, we recognize ourselves. We give ourselves the many titles of niggas, bitches, hoes, thugs, killers, gangsters. Motherfuckers. And we call ourselves motherfuckers. I'm a bad motherfucker. Even so, you have, what is it, 5 identity roles that you can take on here? Is man, woman, boy, girl, and baby. Again, it's man, woman, boy, girl, baby. I'm talking about black people. Who's the man? When we say the man is coming, who's the man? White man, right? So, white man got that title, so you can't be that. You got 4 more to choose from. And do you get what? He used to then be the woman or the girl, but shit, y'all so progressive. is why we here, right? But how many, and talking to my black brothers again, how many of y'all call your woman, mama? What's up, mama? Hey, mama, how you doing, baby? What's up, mama? Mm-hmm. My sisters, my beautiful black sisters, call your man your baby. What he say in your phone there is a bae. Baby or bae. Right? Damn. So you giving him that title. He calling you mama. Fellas, where you live? Where you going? What you call your house? So here you got a man, alright, you got a so-called a black so-called man that looks at another man as the man. He calls his woman mama, she calls him baby, and he calls his house the crib. Family structure. White genetic survival. Everything is, y'all gotta understand, man, everything that's done in this country is designed under those umbrellas, and it's always been. Like my beautiful doctor said, I salute and I love it. I wish I would have had a chance to meet Dr. Wilson. She even was saying that, and I'm seeing if a caller's want to jump in after this, I would say this part, but nothing but a ball game here. I say to all of you, it's a sport and play. It's a world of sport and play, right? So think about your ball games. You got two ball games, two major ball games. You got your big brown, and then you got your small white. Big brown, and then you got your small white. Because it's all designed by, you know, and what you call. But see, look, again, they're looking at you as dominant. It was always designed about what you can do sexually as far as reproducing offspring that could genetically wipe out the white race. So they always looked at what you have between your legs, a fucking weapon. So anytime they ever said, I thought he had a gun, yeah, they did think you had a gun. And what they call a gun in this country. The great equalizer, right? Equalizer who? Why you think guns were created? For you. You look at the design of a penis and turn it to the side and hold it at an upright 90-degree angle. It looks just like a gun in the shadow, right? That's your gun. So you thought you had a gun. You can't. Level the playing field. You got something between your legs that can knock out his race. He got something that can knock out yours. Y'all don't like that. Let's go back to sports then. Ball games. Two major ball games. You got big browns, and then you got your small white ball games. Big brown, football, basketball. Dominance. They the brown ones. They designed for that. Bowling. It's a big brown, so to speak. What's your other side? Your small whites, right? Your small white. Tennis, ping pong, fucking what's that shit? Pool, goddamn. What's that other little shit? Golf. All designed for the ideal, constantly just driven psychologically. You ain't even paying attention, but you see it every day. That big brown football, the most dominant. That's why it's so quiet on Sundays. Remember, they had to come up with another alternative. See what I'm saying? Because religion stopped working. So they gave sport and play Sundays. They took sport and play away from religion. Remember, there was a time where Sundays, all that was on, the radio, TV, everything all day was religion. Now, the NFL owns Sunday. No question. For half of the year, the NFL owns Sunday. No bullshit. They own the radio, all the above, everything. But that's your Big Brown. And where they do Big Brown for the field goal. Kick it between two white legs. That's a white woman. About basketball. Basketball, you shoot. They shoot the brown ball in between the into the little white net. That's a white woman vagina. Then you know you got your other side over there, small white. And that's where, cause think about it, where do all your rich white men play? With the smallest ball. Fucking golf. That like the doctor said, look at what you got on every golf course has. What does every golf course have? Every golf course has, you know, you got your rough. And you got your little your water up there. And then you got the sand dunes down here. And then you got the hole where it's supposed to. And that little white ball, how they do it. That rough. Think about a vagina. That rough is the pubic hair. That sand dune gonna be the anal. And that water is every area you reach. So you got the whole way it's supposed to go. Y'all look into it. Y'all can look it up. You don't really have to take my word. Look at it. Look at the history of. Look at the time frame. Of scientifically, the progression that was made during the time where all your games and reason being for them to come into play. Psychological. I don't know if there is a. Thanks again for the donation, family. I really appreciate it. Salute to the family from where say you from? Sacramento. Sacramento in the building. Salute from Sacramento, California. Just in time. Shooting caller talking about Genetic Annihilation, the Vain Verdict Podcast, 574. Hello? Hello? Five, seven, four. 574, you in? Can you hear me?
Yeah, see, we gonna go through that, family.
Ain't no agent in that niche. I know I'm touching some buttons. It is what it is. I'm ready for the smoke. There ain't no agent, are you? So let's get it in. You ready to talk about it? Unless something I'm saying ain't facts. If I'm saying something that ain't facts, then I'm you know, I take that. I ain't mad at it. But that's what it is, family. So when you see shit like this, Billy Porter and all this going on, and then look what else they all that shit, man, that shit go together. R. Kelly, all this shit coming behind the Me Too and shit. They threw their little sacrifices out there, a couple of little rich white men. But that shit about y'all. It's about us. They don't really give a fuck about them. It's really about us. Always has been. You know, you the first stock here in this country. Black man was. That's how y'all used to line up Wall Street. That's what you wasn't there to then. You were the New York Stock Exchange. Y'all niggas stop. You was up there with cattle and the rest of that shit that they came over with. Some of their chickens died, some of their cows died, some of us died. So, my only advice to anybody, I don't really have no advice for y'all, to be honest. No, so I could say this, y'all can, you know, all I know, man, in the end, you know, the truth gonna have to be what they're gonna be. So, a lot of people prevail in the end, man. Never how you power you serve. One thing I do know, I think it's really shaping up the wrap up. When y'all agree? We got Trump. We started talking about, we really started having this conversation about this bullshit. Trump overseas right now, plotting with North Korea, who's plotting with China, who's plotting with Russia, who's plotting on the United States. We bring all this shit back full circle. This country got some crimes we gotta pay for, family. We're going to bring them out one by one. And the most heinous crime that America for sure going to have to fucking pay for. It's our mistreatment of the black race. For her enslavement of the black race. For the transatlantic slave trade. For the 400 plus years. 500 years of oppression and counting, the universe gonna put it together. I mean, that's as the universe done been doing already, right?
Talking about getting to a point where you can just get away from it all, you know what I mean? Fuck with it, baby. wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel at ease, I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna coast on the coast. Let's have a toast. You be doing the most. How you living?
I wonder would you ever know what is worth it? You can pay me on a getaway.
Forever, so for the time left, I think we should fit it together. Let's finish this letter, let's end it whenever. And let's reflect on all the days we didn't get the treasure. And so for any countless effort or attempt that I ever get to this level, I see forever is them. But know my method is simple. I recollect what I spent and I recollect where we've been through. You know I'm better than them. I see myself in the mirror, the picture is getting vivid. Cause fitting me how I'm living, just reconstructing my image. I know people are dizzy. If they don't feel it, they get it. Our lovers will let you down if they don't share the same vision. I get it. Earth is a prison, perpetuation aside. We keep us in position where we ain't made to survive. Or is it the fate that hold us or made it control us over? I don't know. But I'm focused because I know what she told me. She said,
I wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel that ease. I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna coast on the coast. Let's have a toast. You be doing the most. How you living?
I wonder would you ever know what is worth it? You can pay me on a getaway.
No ghost stories, nothing but the sunshine. No snow flurries, the rain don't exist. The pain didn't inflict, cause the pain so we remain in the abyss. So when the shame is a myth, and we are who we are, but what came of this? That's why I can be the blame when you piss, and that ain't even it. I say I can be the aim when you piss, and I'm for sure to knock that thing over the fence. Say my name when we kiss, tell me you love me. I know niggas ain't shit, but baby, tell me you trust me. Don't tell me I'm complacent, don't tell me I'm too jaded. Just tell me that it's real, in fact, real is an understatement. Just tell me that you feel it when I make them little statements. Like you don't know where it's going, you just hope that you can take it. Just know the truth from fake shit, and know that we can make it. Hopefully it's safe. Close your eyes and brace for this vacation. All I heard her say was,
I wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel that ease, I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna coast on the coast. Let's have a toast. You be doing the most. How you living?
I wonder would you ever know what is worth it? You can pay me on a getaway. Get away.
And when you see us cheating, ain't no turning back down, because we ain't coming down, baby. Baby, we up. Baby, we up. And when they see us cheating, ain't no turning back down, because we ain't coming down, baby.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheValueVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Van Verdict. Twitter at The Van Verdict. Instagram, The_Van_Verdict. Google Plus at The Van Verdict. Skype, Van Verdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVanVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVanVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVanVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at The Van Verdict. Peace of life, family.
You can't handle the truth.